Welcome to Creating Future Leaders.
Through Arizona Tax Credits.
Catholic Education Arizona is a school tuition organization that turns tax credits contributions from individuals and corporations into scholarships for students. At Catholic Education Arizona, we create future leaders. Hi, I'm Nancy Padberg, President and CEO of Catholic Education Arizona. I'm a servant leader who believes in creating healthy culture on trust, value for one another, and respect for one another. And I am very pleased to share that I earned my MBA from Pepperdine University, who sends her graduates into the world for purpose, service, and leadership. I was in leadership roles in media and marketing for 25 years in Santa Monica and San Francisco, and I am happy to be here. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Deb.
And we are so happy that you're here from Santa Monica and San Francisco, especially. Glad you're here in Arizona with us. Hi, I'm Deb Preach. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Catholic Education Arizona. I oversee all of the day-to-day operations of our organization and work with schools and parishes throughout the Valley to make quality education both accessible and affordable to all who desire it. I've worked in the education industry for, I'm embarrassed to say it, 31 years now, and blessed to be a native Arizonan as well as a Catholic school alumni right here from this Diocese of Phoenix. So, what I'm really excited about today, Nancy, is our guest. This guy, I love him.
We're lucky to pin him down, actually. He's busy.
He's a busy guy. It took us a long time to get you here, but we are pleased to welcome Jeff McQueen from Shea Homes, a leader in the home building industry and a very dear friend to all of us at CEA. Jeff serves as president and co-founder of Shea Homes Active Lifestyle Communities, a leading national developer of active adult communities, and since its inception in 1999, Shea Homes and the Trilogy brand have become recognized leaders in the active adult space and recently were acknowledged as America's most trusted active lifestyle brand for the 10th year in a row.
That's
right.
Amazing.
I said the 10th year in a row. During Jeff's time at Shea Homes, he's been intimately involved in leading all aspects of the active lifestyle business, having performed various roles, including executive vice president and COO, chief financial officer, and vice president of acquisitions. Today, Shea Homes is operating over 15 Trilogy communities nationwide. Previously, Jeff was an executive with Rural Metro Corporation, where he focused on acquisitions and operational integration of private ambulance companies. Prior to that, Jeff worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car as a branch manager after emerging from the company's leadership development program. Jeff was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and graduated from Whitman College in Walla Walla, receiving a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, and also earned his MBA degree from, go Devils, ASU right here in Tempe. Jeff now lives in Phoenix, Arizona with his wife, Kim, and together they have four adult children, Connor, Chase, Allison, and Emily. Jeff, welcome to our vodcast, and thank you so much for all you do for our community.
Of course, happy to be here. Great to see you two today.
Thanks.
Welcome, Jeff. So Shea Homes is very active in the community. What would you like to share with our listeners that maybe they wouldn't know?
Well, that's a great question. You know, you probably, most people know us as a home builder, and probably many listeners have purchased homes or know somebody that, you know, lives in a Shea home, and we appreciate your business. But, you know, behind all that, we're a family-owned company based out of Southern California, and, you know, it's just really an amazing family led by John Shea and his two cousins. And they have, for the past 30 years, been contributing really hundreds of millions of dollars back into the local communities that we do business in. And most all of that money is singularly focused on educating our children in Catholic schools. And so we have, for the past three decades, gone into the neighborhoods where, you know, the public schools aren't very good. And frankly, we have Catholic schools that were built, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago when you get into California, a little more contemporary here in Arizona. And those neighborhoods don't have the means to rehabilitate their school, and there's really no capital program in the Catholic Church to rebuild the schools, so you have these deteriorating assets and neighborhoods that can't build the school. So we come in and partner with the local parish and bring the schools up to current standards to make it a great place for kids to learn in the Catholic schools.
I would call that doing God's work.
I think it probably is doing.
There's
God's
some
work,
angels
yeah.
around
every,
Deb.
Every day. Yeah. It's, you know, being in the diocese as long as I have and working with the number of schools I have to see Shea Homes at work every summer. There are schools that are packing up that last day of school to get ready for the gift that's going to change their lives. And it's just unbelievable.
So talk to us a little bit about the vision of the Shea family. How does it transcend not only the renovations you make possible for our schools and infrastructure, but also for the corporate tax credit that helps our underserved students and that they're able to receive this quality education that their parents desire for them?
Yeah, you know, Arizona, we have a unique opportunity here. You know, I think you pointed out we're one of maybe 19 states nationally. Or Deb, you may speak to that. But we have an opportunity here to basically reposition our tax dollars, right, to other things. And one of those opportunities is private education, and so not-for-profit education. And so corporations here in Arizona, like individuals, can contribute. Instead of paying the state their taxes, they can move that money over to one of the eligible benefactors, and we do that with Shea's profits in Arizona that we pay taxes on. We contribute that money to the Catholic school system.
So awesome. Yeah. We're so lucky. We're grateful.
Yeah. We're grateful. And, you know, Jeff is somebody that helps us by speaking to other corporations that may be interested in taking that tax credit, but maybe haven't done it before. You know, the things we're trying to get across to them, it costs you nothing ultimately. This is simply moving your tax dollars, like Jeff said, in the form of a dollar-for-dollar yep. tax credit.
Exactly.
It's building our families, generations worth of our families. Strengthening
right. communities,
them.
Families, mm-hmm. Individuals for life.
And also so important, it's building our future workforce.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff, you're going to have these workers working for you someday. Yeah. And we want to make mm-hmm. sure they're ready.
Yeah. And you know, these neighborhoods where these schools are located in, you know, the families don't necessarily have the means to pay for the tuition, right? Even though it's a pretty good price that it costs to go to a Catholic school relative to what yeah. the state's spending on public education and, you know, a lot better outcomes. But they don't have the means. And so, you know, that's where these scholarships come in play, is to actually, you know, allow and afford these kids that would never have the opportunity to go to these great schools.
Yep. That's right. Every week we get a note from one of the children in our schools that say, thank you for making this possible. Yeah. I mean, we love those mission moments, and we share those with our board and with our staff. So I think the real question on my mind, I'm going to ask you both, why in the world would individuals or corporations contribute their Arizona tax liability to Catholic Education in Arizona? What's the why?
Well, I like to think of it as it's my civic responsibility. It's my civic duty to make sure that we're making our community, our state, better now than how we found it as adults. Again, this corporate tax credit, we like to call it the one of the best kept secrets there are in Arizona. Jeff, you have said it so beautifully, talking to prospective donors, about how easy it is. You know, tell me what you tell them as far as why is this so easy to take and why is this so important?
Well, look, I mean, Arizona, we've been a leader in school choice, and we've even more recently advanced school choice. And you know, the reality of it is that, you know, the public school system's not equal, right? And so neighborhoods with means have better school districts, and neighborhoods without means don't have great school districts. And the Catholic schools are really phenomenal places for people to not only learn to get a great education, but it is like a family environment, right? And you bring in the spiritual aspect of it. And it really is an amazing way to grow up and learn. And, you know, I personally went to a Catholic high school. All my children went, you know, K through 12 in Catholic schools. And so I'm personally a big believer. The founders of Shea Homes are big believers. And so, you know, it's great that Arizona is a leader because it allows us to choose where our state tax dollars go, as opposed to just sending them, you know, into the Capitol and allowing the bureaucrats to send the money out. We actually get to choose where we want the money to go to. And so we really believe the Catholic schools in these disadvantaged neighborhoods make a huge difference in the quality of life for people and families and, you know, our future of our country and the leaders and our workers and everything. And so it's literally that easy. Instead of cutting the state a check to pay your taxes, you're able to designate where that money goes, mm-hmm. and you just work through the CEA and tell them that you're going to pay $500,000 this year in taxes, and instead of doing that, you'd rather give it to the CEA. They give you the paperwork, and then it counts as a deduct on your state tax form, and it zeros out. It's literally that easy. You pay the money either way.
Right.
That's and
right.
Here it goes to a cause that you're passionate about and you know is going to make a tangible difference in the community.
Absolutely. Now you see why I asked Jeff to speak at our events.
Yes, I do.
Right? Can you just record that? Can I get a copy of this, Robin, hopefully?
I want to go back to a point that you made and kind of extrapolate a little bit. So maybe you can go to any school for good academics or sports or music, but it's the community that the Catholic schools provide. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love to share that I have lifelong friends from LaSalle High School back in Cedar Rapids. We still have a text group of about 10 of us that say happy birthday to each other or something about our family or our parents. And this has been, I'm not going to say how many years, it's been a couple of years, but it's that community that you build lifelong mm-hmm. friends. And I just can't say enough about it. It gives confidence. It gives strength. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time in my life.
Absolutely. We'd also be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that our high schoolers have a 99.4% graduation rate.
What was that?
99.4%.
99.4%?
Yeah, I like to call that our ROI.
That's good.
Right?
That's a good
return.
So that's
what I want to challenge our corporations. Yeah. Where else are you getting an ROI? 99.4%.
Well, even more so, 97% matriculate onto higher ed, trade schools, or military service. So again, that's a statistic to know. It sets us apart from, other choices. And I also like to talk about the service hours, Deb. Don't you?
Depends what you're going to say today. I know. You want me to say yours and you say mine?
No, because you don't know how to shovel snow, Deb.
I didn't even know that was even a thing until you came into town.
So I grew up in Iowa, and Jeff, we had to shovel snow. Huh. So our service hours, and we did those at LaSalle Catholic High School too, but every fall we'd rake the leaves for the elderly or wash their windows, mm-hmm. and the winters we would shovel their walks or driveway, and that's how we got the feeling, and I'll speak for myself, of helping others. Mm-hmm. What's that impact for life to help somebody else, especially when you're a teenager and you're really wrapped up with yourself? Right. So it's wonderful to get that lifelong feeling to give time to change someone else's life.
Absolutely, especially in our elderly community.
Yes.
We used to have different programs throughout the schools, not only working with our elderly population, but also then going down and working at St. Vincent de Paul's Dining Room, working through the refugee program with Catholic Charities, things that really make you realize what a community is.
That's right.
Your community is not just always you and I and those that are like us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, time well spent.
Yep.
So, any...
Wait, Jeff, did you snow? Have to shovel snow? Walla Walla.
No, well, Seattle. So we raked leaves, we had snow, and actually I did a lot. I went and did crossword puzzles with senior citizens in independent living homes for some of my community service hours growing up.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
Do you still do crosswords?
Sometimes, yeah.
When you have time.
Yeah, not as often.
That's right.
Yeah. Good. Well, are there any parting thoughts that you would like to share about Shea Homes or Trilogy?
No, just for those of you who are our customers or live in our homes, again, we appreciate it. And, you should know, if you didn't know, you've sort of learned on here that we actually take a lot of the money that we make and contribute it back into the community to try to make, the communities that we work within, frankly, better places. And, you mentioned the impact it has on doing work for others. It's amazing when we share with our employee population the work that we do every year and the money that the owners plow back into the communities. And it really does make for a really kind of proud workforce it's really awesome.
And is there maybe a website that the listeners could go?
Yeah, we have SheaHomes.com. Certainly, you can go to SheaHomes.com and learn all about our company and what we do and the homes that we offer here in Arizona and so forth.
Excellent.
But we're not here to sell homes.
No, I know that.
We're here to get other people to donate money.
That's exactly right.
Shift their tax monies into the Catholic schools.
Right.
There's an office in our office if you'd like to come join us anytime. Yeah.
Yes, we would love that, wouldn't we? Yeah. I think we can just, you know, let him be the host of the podcast from now on.
Got it.
Very good. Well, to wrap up today, thank you again, Jeff, for joining us. And to learn how you can create future leaders with Catholic Education Arizona, please visit our website at ceaz.org or call us at 602-218-6542.
And Jeff, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We're blessed. We're so grateful. Thank you for all you do in the community. And thank you for our listeners for sharing your time with us today. And remember, it's always a great day at CEA.